Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And the Miami Heat are headed to the NBA Finals for the sixth time in franchise history, looking for their fourth Larry O'Brien Trophy, beating the Boston Celtics 4-2 in the best-of-7 Eastern Conference Final. The final score, Miami 125 and Boston 113.
Whether you believe me or not, I think we're right at the launching pad right now. There are no obstacles, okay? There are only opportunities.
You got to stay together if you got the guts. And you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Oh, and we know who ran out of that door, who didn't have the guts. Mm-hmm. We know. He'll be playing in the NBA Finals as well.
Scary for the LeBron. Scary LeBron.
Your scary ass.
Get your worrisome ass out of here. We need to draft Bam and Tyler. We don't need to worry about you.
5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Mm. And South Florida sports fans, I mean, truly a happy hour for the next couple of weeks. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than this, really, with the Heat and the NBA Finals beginning Wednesday, and the Hurricanes ranked number 8 in the nation, and coming off just the kind of victory over FSU that Hurricanes fans want to see, and the Marlins beginning their playoff push on Wednesday, Wrigley Field, national TV. Like, there's just a lot going on. And, you know, again, Dolphins looked really good on Thursday night. They've got Seattle coming up on Sunday. That is not an easy task, but it'll be a fun game to watch, no doubt. Like, watching Russell Wilson, hoping that you get a chance to, you know, to compete against them. I mean, there is some really fun stuff coming up for Miami sports fans, man. I mean, this is great.
Excitement's excitement, but that last one, Hawk, that Seattle, that game doesn't excite me. I was with you with the Heat, bro. I was with you with the Heat. I'm with you with the Marlins. That Seattle game doesn't excite me. I'm terrified.
What's Seattle now? 3-0? I mean, they're not going to go 16-0, are they?
No, but they can go 4-0, and that's what I'm concerned with. It's just
4-0 seems doable. Yeah, you're right.
Just the buzzsaw. You have one good game, you're rolling now, and then you run into a team like this, and them boys can play some football. But no, you're measuring stick. Like, we talked to Gino talking about, hey, now when we see Clemson –
you're right.
Clemson and UM, that's a measuring stick game. This is a measuring stick game because Seattle, I would say, in my mind, one of the favorites to come out of the NFC and go to the Super Bowl. So, yes, measuring stick game, yes. Are we betting money on the Dolphins? Don't call me about this one.
Not at this point. Yeah. But you never know. Never know what'll happen. Ooh. But we got a lot going on, obviously, and the Heat being the main focus of it. And we'll give you 15 minutes of Heat this hour. Will Manso from Local 10 is going to join us. Solana has ditched for Yom Kippur services. And in a traditional Yom Kippur, I would also be in services right now, but I will get to my virtual services after the show today. But this was a show that I just couldn't miss. And as long as we were doing the shows out of our houses, I figured, well, I'm just going to be sitting at my house hungry. So I might as well pop on the air for 4 hours, take my mind off it. And it's worked for some of the first 3 hours of the show. But I'm not going to lie, I'm very, very hungry. I'm very excited to break the fast.
Can you suck a mint? Can you eat a Tic Tac?
No.
Nothing.
No. No. Oh, either you're fasting or you're not. I'm fasting.
And one more question. We just ask, like, questions I have. Mm-hmm. I'm sure other people have. With like with Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah and all, is that like Christmas and Easter where that's the only time I go to church and you get made fun
of? Right. So the high holidays, generally, you know, the non-observant Jews will go for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and maybe a Passover or something. But okay. Rosh Hashanah is just New Year's. That's a very celebratory holiday, but it leads into this Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement. So we are atoning on this day, began at sundown last night and goes till sundown tonight. We are atoning for our sins and hoping that God inscribes us in the book of life for next year. So this is it's a solemn holiday, but it's very difficult to feel solemn when Solomon Hill is out there doing his thing and leading the NBA Finals.
Boy, you brought it back around.
Now that I think about it, I do feel solemn. Solomon Hill! It's an excellent, very narrow joke for, you know, Jewish Heat fans. But a great joke. Anywho.
I'm glad I'm not the only one, because my preacher at my church called me a CEO for months. And he was like, every time he saw, well, be honest, for years, because he sees me 3 times a year and plays into the joke. He's like, you're a CEO. I'm like, yeah, I appreciate it. I'm thinking he's calling me a big dog. He says, no, right. I call you a CEO for Christmas, Easter, and one other. He said, I see you 3 times a year, Mr. Crowder. It's church by the Glades out there off, you know, Sawgrass and Atlantic. And I tell him, yeah, I'm sorry. Preach. I don't know what you call him. Preach. I'm sorry.
Preach. Yeah, sure. Preach.
You want to go fishing? Call me. I ain't coming to church every Sunday.
As Solana said earlier, normally Yom Kippur. This time it's Bam Kippur, and we're feasting on Bam Adebayo stats. Anyway, so Solana ducked out to do services for Yom Kippur. So Dan Day will give us the headlines here in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
Top headline: Hawk is hungry.
Talk about it.
Well, you got sturgeon coming.
Oh, man, sturgeon. We got bagels, cream cheese, sturgeon. We'll put some onion on there. We got lox, of course. Got some potato pancakes, black and white cookies. And, we're going to throw it down.
Now I'm hungry. Goodness. Of course, if you look at me, I'm always hungry.
Come on over.
All right, let's talk about it. The Heat are into the NBA Finals. They defeated the Celtics 125-113 last night. They play the Lakers Wednesday at 9.
Yeah, Jack, let's do it, man. The Heat are 5-point underdogs on Wednesday night, and I really am leaning towards betting the Heat because, I don't know if they win straight up, but I do not think this is an easy matchup for the Lakers.
And do you think we should wait? Will it go higher or lower?
I don't know. Really good question. I mean, I certainly, I'm not going to put it in today, but very good question as to whether that goes higher or lower. I have no fee. I think nationwide, people think the Lakers are by far the dominant team. But it'll be interesting because I think that there's some interest in the Heat. You know, a lot of times the lines just move on where the action is. And I do think that there's a lot of people nationwide that are rooting for the Heat this time, which I think is a complete turnaround from the four finals appearances where the Heat had the big three and no one but Miami was rooting for the Heat.
Yeah, and that's the thing is I'm interested to see if it goes up or down because I like them at 5, but I would love them at 7.
Yep, no doubt. No doubt.
Speaking of playoffs. The Marlins defeated the Yankees 5-0 yesterday. They begin a best-of-3 playoffs series against the Cubs tomorrow at 2.
Yeah, you know, I don't know enough about the Major League Baseball matchups, so let me take a look here. I don't know if they have the games listed yet. No. There's games. Yeah, there's games tomorrow. They don't have the Wednesday games listed yet. Actually, they have the Reds-Braves game listed, but not the Marlins. Marlins, they got the series, though. Cubs are minus 200 to win the series, which means, again, if you're not a gambler, you'd wager 200 to win 100. That means that they're a big favorite. The Marlins are plus 165 to win the series. So you'd bet 100, you'd win 165. They win the series. And we all know the stats. All Marlins fans know the stats. They've never lost a playoff series in their history. They've made the playoffs twice, 97 and 03, and they won the World Series both times. So see if this one's any different.
Let's go, baby. Plus 165, bro.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's get it.
All right.
It's a baby series, too. Three game?
Three games.
Yeah, man, I like it.
You're in, you're out.
Monday Night Football features the Chiefs and the Ravens at 8:15 tonight. Then Sunday, a shaky game between the Dolphins and Seattle.
Let me look at tonight's game here. The Ravens are 3.5-point favorites over the Chiefs. Boy, that one is a toss-up for me. I love the Ravens. I love the Chiefs. I have no idea. What do you think the over-under is on the game?
Oh, 58.
54 and a half.
I go over.
I go over on that as well, right?
Think about it, bro, and I don't know if I'm messing up because that Packers-Saints game last night, that was over in at halftime.
Yep.
They hit 45 or whatever. Yeah, man. There's a lot of points being scored in NFL and college right now.
Just go back. Those two teams will just, you'd think, go back and forth scoring.
Yes. And then Patrick Mahomes being over. A dog, primetime dog.
Yeah.
I like KC.
Man. I couldn't argue it. I can't argue it. But I also love Baltimore. I just think that Lamar Jackson is so good.
Are they giving 3 points for Baltimore? Because it's not the home field advantage we're used to now, fellas. It's
I don't know. It's a good question. And it's that hook that I like. I like KC getting 3.5.
And a half. Let's lock it in. Let's lock it in. I like KC.
Do that. You like that?
I like KC.
Because you've been on fire.
I like KC. They just, the disrespect and the home field advantage. Yeah.
I'm in. Talk me into it. I'm in.
There we go.
What else you got, Dan? You're costing me money.
And my preacher just text me. He said, I don't make fun of you, but you are a CEO. Let's go fishing. Great show. Great show.
Great.
And thanks for the Church by the Glaze shout out. Best preacher, best bet. I love it. David Hughes, I'm telling y'all, he's amazing. Church by the Glaze.
Give him a sermon on the boat, preach. Give him a sermon on the boat. Keep him right.
One more headline. Else, Crowder is a religious CEO.
Dan, when's the last time you've been to church?
Well, now that we have quarantine, I haven't been for a couple of months, but I go every Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, raised in a Cajun Catholic family. You had to go every Sunday. Sick,
look at
happy,
you.
Healthy.
So do you go to church
or like something weird in Louisiana where y'all break chicken bones?
No. Well, I mean, I do that too, but that's more Saturday night. Sunday morning, you roll out of bed hungover, and I walk down to church.
Really?
I went to the same church Don Shula went to.
Do you go to confession on a regular basis?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, that's confession.
This isn't even a joke. My headphones just went out.
Okay.
I thought you were making a confession joke. I said, do you go to confession on a regular basis?
Oh, no. I don't want the priest.
You got to set aside a few hours.
Yeah. I mean, the priest is supposed to be God, but you know, not judging. But they come out the confession and they know it's me. Like,
right.
The things I say, it can only be me.
All right. Anything else in the headlines?
I go to church. That's it.
All right. There you go, Dan Day, with the headlines. 15 minutes of heat is coming up. Will Manso from Local 10. We will get our heat on with him. And we'll be talking plenty of heat, I hope, all the way through a parade. However a parade would look in socially distanced times, I am hoping that that's what we are headed towards. Let me talk about BNT Impact Windows and Doors here before we get to 15 minutes of heat. We're still in hurricane season. Very stressful for a lot of people, but I always recommend BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Great way to start the week, too, on a Monday, right? You call BNT, have them come out maybe later this week. They give you an estimate. You get the ball rolling so that PGT custom windows and doors can be a reality in your home for next hurricane season and hurricane seasons beyond. BNT Impact Windows and Doors is the company my wife and I used. And when you get those PGT custom windows and doors installed, it just reduces your stress level this time of year. Hurricane season's coming every year. You're going to live in South Florida for the rest of your life or for a long time. Hurricane season is coming every year. So protect your home. Get PGT custom windows and doors installed. And like I said, you have BNT come out, give you an estimate now, and that way you get the ball rolling so that those impact windows and doors become a reality in your home for future hurricane seasons. Call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. 15 minutes of heat with Will Manso. That is next here on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
What are you going to do? We're going to go to war. Hang up your phone.
Hock and Crowder.
5 years, 6 years, whatever it was going to be, they were going to be back here. And I think to all of us, it was much sooner than we expected.
And Will, I don't know what took me this long, but the cog is Bam. Bam's the guy. We talk about Jimmy being aggressive. We talk about Goran, what he's done, you know, post-quarantine, you know, coming into the playoffs starting. This all runs through Bam, right?
Agree. 100%. I mean, and the thing is, you said it perfectly, Jenny, saying runs through, because usually when you think of big men, it's, you know, just get him the ball and let him get in the post and post up, make a move. And then the game's evolved a bit, obviously, where big men can score from outside and hit jumpers. But still, the evolution of that point center, point forward type player is still kind of growing. And to see Bam go from a defensive energy guy when he got drafted to a flat-out dominant player and close out games of conference championships is incredible. Incredible from an offensive perspective. The way, I mean, you look at that fourth quarter, the driving to the baskets and finish, the facilitating and finding the open guy, taking the ball up court like he's Magic Johnson. I mean, it was crazy. It was incredible to watch, to think that that kid got drafted 3 years ago and everyone hoped that maybe one day he could be a factor on offense. Maybe he could be a 15-10 guy. And he goes out in the Eastern Conference Finals and does 21-12-5. I mean, and the sky's the limit. So I think he is everything. And guys, there's two parts to it. Number one is his hard work. I mean, the Heat believed him, and he's worked hard. All the credit to Bam. Number two is the acquisition of Jimmy Butler. Jimmy, from the moment he arrived, said, Bam, don't you ever look in the mirror and now think you're not a superstar. You are a superstar, and you're only getting better, and you are heart and soul. And I think Bam eventually said, you know what? He's right. I mean, I could be this guy. And he's believed it. He said last night postgame, it's the first time I've had offense go through me consecutive plays. And I started doing that. I said, man, this is fun. And you saw the dominant guy that he can be. And again, he did it in the biggest of stages.
I mean, Mike Breen and Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson, they were gaga last night when he was when he was bringing the ball up and then driving to the bucket. I mean, they were gaga over what this guy is capable of, as were Heat fans, obviously. So Will Manso, we have to look ahead towards this Lakers series. Can the Heat do it? Because I feel like the Lakers should be scared of this Heat team.
Here's what I've told everyone so far in the last, 12, 15 hours since this all went down, and we can start really looking ahead at the Lakers. The Lakers clearly have the best two players in the series. I don't think it's I don't think it's a bad thing to say. I don't think it's, even if you're a Heat homer, you have to admit LeBron James and Anthony Davis are the best two players in the series. That's it. Okay, period. End of story there. But to me, players like 3 through 7 or 8 are Heat players. I mean, to me, I'll take any of the Heat players, and obviously Jimmy and Bam go right after the 1-2 of the Lakers, but when you look at the next grouping and you get into Goran and what Tyler's become and Duncan and this NBA, the shooting and the range and the spacing he provides, I mean, you get into the veteran presence of Andre Iguodala, who we saw last night, this is why the Heat got him. You know, you look at that, that's to me the key to the series. If you could somehow just slow down a little bit, LeBron or AD, whether it's working the zone and forcing the Lakers to try to shoot threes, which is really not their strength, or find a way to just, you know, put bodies on LeBron to not let him just get to the basket. If you can do one of those two things, I think the Heat 3 through 7 through 8, the next grouping of 4, 5, 6 players are better than anyone the Lakers have, which means I think they'll be in every single game. And the one thing we've seen from the Heat in the playoffs, in close games, they find a way. So to me, absolutely the Heat have a chance. I don't see it as like, oh my gosh, the big, bad, mighty Lakers with those two great players. No, I think the Heat have a deep team that can compete in every single game and have chances to win against LA.
And, Will, something that's created as soon as the Heat won and, you know, the Lakers won, everybody wants to do LeBron versus the Heat with the past. Coming back and sticking it to Riley or sticking it to Spo, mm-hmm. you know, whatever the narrative is. Like, do you think that still exists? Because, Will, he went to Cleveland and won a championship. This is his second team after the Heat. Does that still exist, that little competitiveness between Riley, Spo, and LeBron?
Yes, very much so. Very, very much so. Not necessarily from Spo. Spo is always the coach. He's always like, you know, Spo is in coaching mode. He's not worried about the backstories. Pat Riley, if we've learned anything about Riley over the years, and I think everybody knows this, he's a man of pride. He's a man of honor. He's a man of his way and the Heat culture and what he had in L.A. and even in New York. I mean, he is about his style. And when you kind of go against that and you leave him, look, the man can hold a grudge. Let's just put it that way. The man can absolutely hold a grudge. And there's no doubt in my mind that Pat, in the back of his mind, and maybe even in the front of it, is thinking, I want to stick it to LeBron. I mean, this guy left me. He left me in the dust. He thought he left me with, like, a mess where I couldn't get back to what I was, right? And now we hung around and had a solid team. You know, things obviously happened with the CB thing that you couldn't expect to happen. And then, you know, Dwayne comes back. You have a nice season for his final, you know, his final year. He retires. And then, boom, you're in the finals. I think there's a sense of pride with Pat that, hey, I didn't need you. I handled this okay without you. And now I want to beat you. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's there. I think it's like it's an underlying theme, but I also think kind of what you say, it's an overlying theme as well.
100%.
Like, I mean, they're not going to acknowledge it, but I think the pressure is on LeBron a hell of a lot more than the Heat, right? The Heat, this whole thing is gravy for the Heat, right? The Lakers were constructed for this season. In fact, the way Anthony Davis and his contract, like, they needed to show something to keep him there because he's got the ability to leave. Like, there's a mm-hmm. massive amount of pressure on LeBron and the Lakers, isn't there?
100%. And this is like, yeah. This is what we lived through for 4 years with the Heat of the Big Three. Remember back then, you lose a regular season game and they were doing documentaries, you know, 24-hour news coverage on should they break up this team and what's wrong with this team. Now, this team is, you know, they're in the finals. No one expected this outside of the team. Anything that happens, and I don't want to take a loser's mentality like, oh, if they lose, they had a great season. Yeah, we know that, but they want to win. But the reality is this. The Lakers are, you know, the Lakers win, it's what everyone expected. The Lakers struggle or they lose. I mean, the amount of pressure that the Heat go out, let's say win game one Wednesday night, the amount of media coverage and pressure that becomes and goes on LeBron and AD and that Lakers. If the Heat lose game one, whatever, try to bounce back for game two if they had all season long. They find a way to bounce back. So, yeah, there's no – I hate to say that it simply is this. There's no pressure on the Heat. There really isn't. They are playing with house money right now, and they are in a position where they believe they can play with anyone.
And Bam's going to have to run the offense, Will, and guard AD. Bro, can we send Bam some Gatorade or Power Bars?
They sent his mom. He's rejuvenated now. You know, Bam loves his mom so much, and his mom is getting to the bubble now. You know, she's able to at least be at the games, not there with him, but be at the games. So he's, like, ecstatic about that. So that'll get him his second win, man. He's got his mom there, and you know how much he loves his mom. So that's a great backstory.
Some Power Bars, something like anything. Just some pasta. You have a connection, Will, with some place with pasta. We need some carbs before the game.
World be fine.
Will Manso is with us from Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun, and it all starts Wednesday. Heat mm-hmm. and Lakers, the NBA Finals. It is as mind-boggling to say as I imagine it is for you guys that have covered the team or been part of it for the entire crazy season that it's been, Will. So I guess everybody is just on top of the world there at the organization, and they've proven themselves to be worthy of the adulation that they get in this market, right? I mean, this is proof positive that the Heat are worthy of what they get down here.
They are, you know, and it's a shame because most years, you know, I mean, you're talking September going into October, the Marlins in the playoffs, the conversation would be the Marlins, and they've done a great job. And what the Marlins have done is unbelievable. You know, the Dolphins won the other day. The Canes are ranked in the top 10. But, I mean, it just none of it compares to the Miami Heat post-Dwayne Wade after everything that happened in the NBA Finals. I mean, it's the biggest story in town as it should be, and it's got everybody talking, and I can't wait. Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, and we'll see where this thing goes.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple things there. So the Marlins are in the playoffs. Dolphins had a nice victory on Thursday. Canes, number 8 in the nation. I mean, this was as much fun for 4 days for sports fans in South Florida. And that includes, by the way, a loss on Friday night for the Heat. Like, that didn't even ruin the 4 days of fun that we had. What do you think of our Canes, man? Because I am impressed.
I'm buying in. I'm buying in, but I will say this. Look, we're talking about Clemson, and it's crazy how Clemson is the next battle because you're getting so high, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, wow, you know, the powerhouse is coming, not to town. They're going there. But you know what I mean? The powerhouse is on the schedule next. And Clemson is just a whole different animal in college football. I mean, they're a juggernaut. I mean, they got the number one pick in the draft next year, an incredible quarterback, a winning system. Obviously, they are the best team in the country. There's no doubt about it. But I'm just looking at it from a Canes perspective, guys, and you watch the games. They have the three things that we have been craving for, right? They have a quarterback. Derek King is legit. This isn't some guy who's just had three good games. He's proven himself in college football. We just happen to have him now. Now he's our QB. They have an offensive coordinator, Rhett Lashley, which makes you wonder what in the world were the coordinators doing the last decade plus, not using and taking advantage of the incredible speed and athleticism that Miami players have had over the years. You see them do it in the NFL, and then you're saying to myself, why these pro-style systems? Why haven't they been spread out and moving around in quick plays? And now you're seeing it. And number three is we have a kicker. We have a kicker, and he's a damn good one. So anytime you get past midfield, you're already thinking you got at least 3 points, which before you get to the 5-yard line, you're not even sure you're getting 3 points. So this is a huge step for Miami.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. That's a luxury. You don't realize how much of a luxury it is until you don't have it, which we didn't last season. And now it's like, yeah, so they'll get 3 here, no big deal. At least they'll put something on the board. Yeah, it's
exactly.
So good. So and then real quick here on the way out, because I mentioned it at the beginning, your New York Giants stink.
They're terrible. And here's the thing: I knew they were bad.
I just wanted to say that. You want to say that to him, Crowder? I enjoyed it.
You can tell me. I know it. I thought they'd be a 4-12 team just because, you know, in the league you win a game here or there. I'm not sure if they'll win a game this year. They may win one, maybe two. They're terrible. They are truly terrible. Can you tell you something, guys? So you know how irrational of a fan I am, and I truly am for all my teams. But yesterday I called DirecTV and I canceled the NFL ticket. And
no,
you're not allowed to, you know, get this, you're not allowed to cancel the NFL ticket. They really don't, after a certain point, you can't just cancel
started.
It. Yes, but I said, I'm so pissed at this Giants team that I'm not even going to use them as an excuse. I said, hey, I'm a reporter in Miami, and when you go to an NFL game, right, you cannot watch NFL ticket,
you know,
in the
I
stadium.
Saw that.
Do you know that?
I saw someone tweet that about you. I didn't realize that.
Yes, so if you are in an NFL stadium, within 1 mile of an NFL stadium, you can't watch the NFL ticket. So I said, listen, I'm at NFL games every week, and I can't watch it, so it does me no good. They looked into it. They said, okay, account canceled. I had $83 back on my credit card today, so the Giants can kiss my you-know-what. I don't want to spend my money on them, and I got my money back.
Wow.
I love the media card.
He pulled the media card. That's
very
the,
rarely
that's
do
the,
I do that.
That's the do you
very
know
rarely.
Who I am card right there.
The depths of despair as a Giants fan that I actually did something I never do. I pulled the media card. Absolutely.
That is crazy, man. I thought they were going to be good this season. We bet them week one. I really thought. I thought Daniel Jones was like.
Yeah.
You got to put a not team happening. Around them, though. The team
That's
wins
true.
Games.
And Saquon. Yeah. Saquon obviously makes a
– Oh, yeah. By the way, I think Daniel Jones is okay. He can maybe be good, but he has no chance to be good right now with that mess around him.
No.
Will Manso, you watch him on Local 10. Local 10, the home of the NBA Finals. I mean, it is upon us. Will, what a great time to be in sports, covering sports in South Florida. Let's all enjoy it, huh?
Oh, for sure. By the way, we got Marlins on our air, game one on Wednesday at 2 p.m.
You know,
on ABC.
Right. Now, why is that on the big network?
because there are like 700 games going on, and because of the timing with the way that you have all these, you know, all these games going on at once, and the way the networks are with the NBA Finals started Wednesday, trying to stagger things, it just worked out that ABC said, "Hey, we'll take a few games." You know, it wasn't in the plans originally, but since it's ABC, ESPN, you know, family, they said, "We'll give you a few games," and we got lucky and happened to get Marlins game one, you know, locally, so that was nice.
And obviously, the nation is very interested in the Marlins. That's it's not the Cubs, right? It's the Marlins that has.
Yeah, everybody's talking about the Marlins. Yeah, everybody, come on, ride the wave. We got.
All right, Will Manso. Thank you for making time for us, Will. This is fun.
Anytime, guys. We'll talk soon.
There you go, Will Manso. 15 minutes of heat, and we'll take a break here. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
Unfortunately, this is the Hock and Crowder Show. Crowder.
All right, 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
Yes.
All I'm thinking about, usually I'm thinking about Funky Buddha at this time. All I'm thinking about is bagels and cream cheese right now.
Yeah. And I would advise you to get something on your stomach before you start drinking.
No joke. Somebody texts in, thanks for educating us about the Jewish holidays, Hawk. I always loved learning about other cultures. Had no idea it had so much to do with Solomon Hill. Well, anytime that I can perform a service, I'm happy to do so.
I told you. I got into a three-hour conversation with Amari Stoudemire at a kid's birthday.
He about is a good advocate for the Jews.
Bro, he's better than you. I'm sorry to say, but goodness, yeah. Yeah. He was getting on me. I was like, bro, I'm sorry. I'm Christian.
I've committed that was my already. You had committed. You already chose your hat. You sat in the gymnasium. You had two hats, a yarmulke, and I don't know what the other hat is. You chose the other hat.
I've signed with Christianity. This is illegal what we're doing right now. I can't do it.
So some breaking news here. According to Woj, Adrian Wojnarowski, Doc Rivers is out with the Clippers. That's a shocker, man, because everyone that we spoke to said that core of Kawhi, Paul George, and Doc Rivers will remain, and I guess that's not going to be the case. And I kind of get it, though. You've got Kawhi for a reason. He just did a finals with Toronto, and you can't even get to the Western Conference Finals. Like, I can understand being disappointed there.
But to blame Doc is kind of foreshadowing to me that Kawhi and PG is going to be there. Paul's going to be there because now it's, hey, y'all didn't do it because Doc didn't put y'all in the best situation, so let's run it back. I don't know what coach they're going to bring in. They can't bring in a newbie.
I think it would be someone like a Ty Lue. Ty Lue, yeah. I know Mark Jackson's looking to coach. There is a tweet here. Let me make sure this is from Doc Rivers. Yeah, Doc Rivers has tweeted, "Thank you, Clipper Nation, for allowing me to be your coach and for all your support in helping make this a winning franchise. When I took this job, my goals were to make this a winning basketball program, a free agent destination, and bring a championship to this organization. While I was able to accomplish most of my goals, I won't be able to see them all through. Though it was a disappointing ending to our season, you are right there, and I know what this team is capable of accomplishing with your support. Thank you to all the players, coaches, and staff for helping us get here. Most importantly, thank you to the fans. We went through a lot, and I'm grateful for my time here." So I like Doc Rivers a lot as a person. I like the fact that he lent his voice to Uncut Gems as well to make it more realistic, but he has had some he's had some bad finishes in and I understand he's got a ring, but he's had some bad finishes with some of his coaching endeavors. So
yeah, and the Clippers were a failure.
Like, yeah
but yes, yeah. Playoffs, that's not like we're talking about the Heat. Like, it's we succeeded, bro. We won the East. Like, whatever happens moving forward,
The Clippers got knocked out.
By Denver.
With Denver. Like, they didn't even get a chance to play the LA that we were all talking about. Yeah, the West will work itself out. Clippers versus Lakers. They messed up our thoughts. And we don't even play. Like, yes, that was a failure of epic proportions.
Proportions.
Out of the Clippers this year. And, I'm y'all know my take. I'm blaming Paul George, but I guess – the Clippers and Steve Ballmer blame Doc Rivers.
I mean, what are you going to do, though? You can't get rid of Paul George, right? I mean, this happens a lot with professional franchises. Like, yeah, you have to show the fan base that we're not happy and show that we're doing something. But, I mean, do you think they're better without Paul George? And I know he had a brutal playoffs. He had a brutal playoffs. But are they... are they better off if they had to choose one or the other, Paul George or Doc Rivers, which one helps them win a championship next season?
Paul George.
Yeah.
Out of the bubble. Like, are they – and to what we talked about with Paul George, and he came out and said it, he was like, the bubble gave me anxiety. Like, I couldn't perform, and I could feel it. Like, Paul came out – what was that? The quarterfinals when he was explaining, he was like, yeah, man, I'm mentally not here like I would be in normal circumstances. So maybe they gave him that pass where, okay, well, next year, we're assuming next basketball season is going to be arenas, home court advantage, the norm of what we're used to seeing. And maybe they said, hey, Doc, you were supposed to get your team ready for bubble play. And obviously one of your best players in Paul George was not ready for bubble play. I don't agree with it, but to your point, would I say Doc and Kawhi have a better chance of winning a championship than Kawhi and Paul? Bro, you got to go with the players. That's right. The players' league.
Well, especially when you have a player, the echelon of Paul George.
But I would say, too, but even in Houston, where I don't think if you keep Harden and Russell together, I don't think they can never win. Though that combination of superstars, that's a fail.
Now, would you do anything with the Heat's roster? I mean, they're in the NBA Finals. We've talked so many times about, getting better, a Bradley Beal or whatnot. I'm very satisfied. I mean, you have to be. They're in the NBA Finals. But yeah. I'd be very satisfied to go into next season, whatever happens against the Lakers, with this roster construct. Now, I don't know if they'll be able to keep it or not. Guys like Jay Crowder, these guys are going to command a lot of money. Duncan Robinson, is he a free agent? I think we talked about it, right? Isn't he? Or is he a couple years away from big bank?
We got Bam. We got Bam and Tyler locked in.
Bam and Tyler are locked in.
Jimmy's locked.
Butler.
Those vets, though. I think Crowder and Iguodala, those two, they have options. And Hawk. The phrase run it back. That's what people say. Let's run this thing back. That's what the Clippers are saying. We should run it back with this roster. I always say the person yelling run it back has won a championship. Let's run it back to win again. When you get knocked out in the quarterfinals, do you want to run it back or even semifinals?
No, I get it. I get it. Totally get it. But the Heat roster, I love. We did this a couple years ago, right, with Tyler Johnson and Deion Waiters. Like, we thought we had a roster that we loved, right? And we didn't really. This one, I think we actually love. I think this is just a fun roster. Anyway,
so you got, but let's think about it quickly, though, because I'm thinking we talked through it. We got Jimmy locked. We got Bam locked. We got Tyler locked. What if it was Goran? Because I think if we bring in a Beal, Goran's going to be the vet that goes. Are we okay with that? Because Goran is balling.
He has shown me something in these playoffs that I wouldn't give that up. What he's given you in this playoffs, I think, is so hard to come by. Remember, you had a guy who was content all season with being a sixth man, and you see how good he is. He easily could have pouted. He easily could have said, this isn't right, and he was content doing whatever the team asked him to do. And then when they needed him to step up in the playoffs, he did it. Like, I wouldn't want to see him gone.
Me neither. But I think that veteran salary would be the one that goes for it. But now on the other side, what if that was Bradley Beal replacing him?
Right, you don't know. I mean, you assume the upside is greater. But
yeah, but you don't know. And that continuity and the team thing and, everything we talk about with the Heat, it shouldn't be one player that changes the culture and everything we've praised today with the Heat going to the final. Oh, you know what? I'm glad that this conversation isn't decided between me and you. I'm glad that Pat Riley is the man in charge of deciding what happens next
for
year.
For real, real. Yeah. Dan, what did you say is coming up on 790 The Ticket at 6 o'clock?
Basically 790 Best Of, but now we call it 790 The Ticket Radio Rewind.
All right, Radio Rewind. So you'll hear some of the best stuff from 790 The Ticket today. Larry Bluestein and the South Florida High School Sports Report coming up at 6 o'clock on 560 WQAM The Joe. One more time, Jen Figueroa, who oftentimes would be on with us right at this moment doing a Searing Pain movie review. Jen had a tragedy in her family yesterday. Her brother, her 21-year-old brother, was killed. And it seems to be a hit and run, and they're looking for help, obviously, to find who did it. But we are all hurting for our radio sister here, Jen, J. Fig. And we do have a GoFundMe page set up for her family, so maybe we can lessen a little bit of the burden that they're facing at this time, losing the youngest of their four kids, and maybe we can do something financially just to make it easier as they go through the preparations right now. So the link to the GoFundMe page is on my Twitter, Crowder's Twitter, Dan Day's Twitter, Solana's Twitter. It's on the 790 and 560 Facebook pages and the Instagram pages, and it's out there on social media. So we have raised almost $7,000 so far. And we've got a little ways to go, and if you can help out, it would be greatly appreciated, because we love J. Fig, and she is really hurting right now. She has crushed her her younger brother, and obviously her family, her parents are crushed. So if you can help out, it would be great. And she appreciates all the love and support she has received on social media today. She texted me a few minutes ago, so. Thank you for making her feel better at a time where it's almost impossible to feel better. That is going to do it for us today. Will Manso and Gino Toretta and Joe Zagacki all joined us. You can use the radio.com app and use the rewind feature if you want to go back and listen to it. That will do it for us. We got a lot to cover tomorrow. More Heat and Canes and Dolphins and Marlins. It is all here. So we got big couple of weeks here in South Florida sports, and we will cover it like no other. Larry Bluestein next on 560 Radio Rewind on 790. We will speak with you mañana.
Please go and help out J. Fig and her family, because this is a part of our family that we would like to help. Thank y'all for so much real. For the support.
For real.
So hungry.
You gonna yell meat?
Yeah. Let's all yell meat. Durgin tonight.
You gonna save me a slice?
Oh, man. I can't. Too expensive. I don't have the guts. You need to need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
Oh, no.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.